We go to the KODY phone lines now as meteorologist Jacqueline Gomez joins us on behalf of the National Weather Service Office in North Platte. Jacqueline, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Thanks for taking the time for us once again.
Yes, no problem.
Now, Jacqueline, looking back to last week, it was pretty wet, pretty moist throughout the entire week, it seems.
Yes, it was. A lot of locations did see some good rainfall amounts. Some of the highest five-day rainfall totals that we had a report in Gordon, 13 northwest, of 5.96 inches, so almost 6 inches there of rainfall. Imperial had 5.75 inches. And then we had some other areas as we get closer towards like the North Platte area. We had around 3.5 inches of a report there. So we had some decent rainfall across the whole area in the past week. So that's really good for everybody.
And things are looking pretty green, to be quite honest. I mean, it's very green out and about right now. It's good to see.
Yeah, moisture will definitely help with that. Help with the springtime green up there. So,
but it's a little deceiving when you look around right now. It looks pretty green, so you wouldn't think that we're in a drought. And last week's moisture was nice. It was helpful, but we're still a long ways away from relieving the drought conditions.
Yes, yeah, we are. And if you remember, I think it was last week or the week before, when I was talking about the month of April, we hardly had any rainfall. So we had one of the lowest moistures on record for April here in North Platte. So we definitely needed this extra moisture for the first week of May here to help with that.
And looking ahead to this second week in May, I guess we're already at the third week, technically.
Halfway through the month. Second full week.
But yeah. So, Jacqueline, what are we expecting for the coming week?
Today it's a little gloomy outside if you step outside there. So we're expecting the cooler temperatures for today. We're only going to see a high of 58 degrees here in North Platte. It's just going to be kind of foggy, maybe a little bit of drizzle this morning, and then it'll turn cloudy the rest of the day. Then as we go through the week, we are expecting temperatures to become warmer. Tomorrow we'll see highs in the 70s again. Now we do have a chance for more storms. I'm sure nobody wants to hear that right now, but we do have a chance for more storms on Wednesday. And this would be like Wednesday afternoon and evening time frame. So right now the greatest area of threat for thunderstorms will be across western and southwest Nebraska. And there is a low risk that we could see some severe weather with that as well. So if you have plans Wednesday night, or Wednesday afternoon, you want to just kind of continue to monitor the forecast.
Okay. And yeah, last week we did experience some severe activity as well that I forgot to mention along with that precipitation. Was it Friday that we had quite a bit of tornadic activity throughout the state?
Yes, Friday we had multiple tornadoes across the state. A lot of them were concentrated across north central into northeastern Nebraska. And for our area of coverage, which would be north central Nebraska and western Nebraska, we had a total of 7 tornadoes.
Wow.
Now, the strongest one that we did have, they went out and did surveys on these. So the strongest one we had was an EF2, and that one started 9 miles southeast of Chambers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe that many different tornado cells in such a small amount of time.
It was popping all over the place there for a while.
Yeah, there was multiple tornadoes all across the area almost simultaneously at the same time. There was a lot of them going on, so it was definitely a very busy day, for sure. And for those people who live in the north central and northeastern locations, I'm sure it was also a very scary day for them as well.
Well, sure. And this is a reminder that we need to be ready for these storms, whether it's at our home, our places of work, or even if we're commuters, being prepared in the car.
Now, Jacqueline.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Jacqueline, do you and your colleagues get to tease your other colleagues around the country that don't have as much of a weather cycle and say, hey, look what we're doing up here,
Well, I don't know if we tease them as much, but you know, it gets busy for us for sure, and definitely busier than some of our other colleagues at other offices.
Well, and hey, the thing about it too, you get to experience a little bit of everything.
Yes, we do.
In one day.
Yeah. In just a matter of hours, it could be everything.
Yeah, sometimes we've had a blizzard and tornado watch in the same day. So,
where else but the great state of Nebraska, right?
Yep.
So, Jacqueline, talking about that tornadic activity, it's that time of the year where you can't rule out severe thunderstorms, tornadic activity pretty much at any point now until we get in the cooler months, which technically then you can't even rule it out, although it does decrease significantly.
Right, yep. Yeah, tornadoes can happen any time of the year, but yes, it definitely decreases as we get into the winter months and fall, winter. But yeah, right now we're kind of in that prime time for thunderstorms and tornadic development as well as possible. So anybody who has outdoor plans, it's really good to be weather aware, especially as we're heading in towards the camping season. So if you have camping plans, that's good to kind of be weather aware and have a plan where you might be able to shelter in case something does, a storm does come up upon you.
Jacqueline, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I'll just leave you with that. We had a total of 7 tornadoes. 2 were EF1s. 1 was the EF2, which I mentioned earlier. And then 4 were rated as EFUs, which means that they just didn't hit anywhere that had any damage to it. So like maybe an open field or something. So there wasn't really any indicators for us to get a good estimate on what the winds might have been to actually give it a rating.
Okay. And Jacqueline, as always, we appreciate the time. Appreciate the great work that you and your colleagues do at the North Platte National Weather Service office.
Thank you very much.